The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Well, the children at the daycare center that we know as MSNBC threw a temper tantrum yesterday, and the invertebrate leftist caregivers in charge of that terrible network caved. Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. It is the day before opening day for your world champion Texas Rangers. I'm Paul Gleiser, sitting in for Mark Davis, and I want to hear from you at 866-660-5759. Call me on that number or text on the Patriot Mobile text line. Same number, 866-660-5759. Let's hope the Texas Rangers can do it again. Fantastic that after, 100 years, it seemed like, they finally won one. It was a lot of fun at the end of the season last year. They were down. They got themselves back up. Looked like they were fading out. And they climbed back in, and under the leadership of Bruce Bochy, brought home the medal. It was fantastic. The Texas Rangers start the defense of their title tomorrow in Arlington, and it's a sold-out opening day. So have that to look forward to. Meanwhile, back on the topic, Ronna McDaniel was, until recently, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. I will confess that I was not a fan. Her full name is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the niece of that squish Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. He was once our party's nominee, the Republican Party nominee. I supported him. I've since seen him for what he is. What a disappointment. Anyway, she's not exactly a right-wing firebrand. She is part of the establishment wing of the Republican Party. I don't think her tenure as chair of the party will go down in history as the organization's shining hour. Under her leadership, the Republican Party did not do well in congressional races. There was no red wave in 2022. Fundraising lagged terribly. The Dems have in the bank a multiple of the money the Republicans have on hand. We're into this critical election cycle at a very significant fundraising deficit. The Democrats are going to be able to carpet bomb the key congressional districts that will make the difference as to who controls the Congress when this election is over. So as to Ronna McDaniel and the Republican National Committee and her tenure there, my take is good riddance. But when Ronna left, she quickly got herself another job. She got hired by MSNBC to be the token Republican in that lefty fever swamp that poses as a news network. And she lasted about 72 hours. Rachel Maddow and the rest of the crybaby liberals at MSNBC threw a hissy fit. They accused her of gaslighting the network when she was at the RNC and was interviewed by them. They accused her of being an election denier and tied her to Trump and January 6th and all of the terrible things that they themselves do. Here is MSNBC's Chuck Todd speaking on the subject of Ronna McDaniel.
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here.
So there is Chuck Todd going on and on about what a terrible decision it was for them to hire somebody who might disagree with them. Not a trace of irony or recognition of the fact that MSNBC spent 4 years, night after night after night after night after night, denying the result of the 2016 election that Donald Trump won. Not a trace of irony in the fact that they promoted every single night the Russia collusion hoax. They gaslighted the ever-living bejeebers out of the country on the Russia collusion hoax. None of that. They accused Ronna McDaniel of gaslighting. The Democrats and their enablers at liberal cesspools like NBC have not accepted a single presidential election won by a Republican since George W. Bush won in 2000. And here's why. When a Republican wins, it's because the people in the heartland of America, people that live in that big, broad, muscular continent between those long, thin slivers of blue real estate on the east and west coasts, manage to prevail over the coastal elites, and they don't like it. What you have to understand is that if you live in Texas or Kansas or Nebraska or Oklahoma or South Dakota or any of those bright red states on the electoral map, coastal liberals really do think that they are better than you. It goes to the very founding of the country. Because the British colonists landed on the East Coast, kind of stands to reason that the oldest, most tenured parts of the culture and the economy are located there. The other driver of our culture, the entertainment industry, is located on the West Coast, where the weather most days of the year was especially suitable for making movies. The elite universities like Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Brown, whose graduates are disproportionately represented in the top levels of the federal government, are all located in the Northeast in coastal or near-coastal locales. The media industry is headquartered in the space of a few square blocks in Midtown Manhattan. The largest exchange for trading corporate securities in the world, a.k.a. the New York Stock Exchange, is located in Lower Manhattan. Theater around the world is defined by what happens between 46th and 54th Streets, roughly, along a thoroughfare in Midtown Manhattan called Broadway. The largest banks in the country are headquartered in New York. The government is, of course, headquartered in Washington, D.C. The two cities are connected by what is very close to being the only profitable passenger train system in the country. So Northeast liberals and West Coast liberals really do think that they are better than you and me. And a very tiny cohort of them, a tiny group of people, the faces you see on TV and the bylines you read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, believe that they are, by virtue of their personal connection to the people whose hands are on the actual levers of power in this country, they believe because of that they are better informed and thus uniquely suited to decide for the entire country as to whom those powerful hands will belong. Ronna McDaniel getting run out of MSNBC and Donald Trump being prosecuted to within an inch of his life are connected. If the elites in New York and Washington weren't afraid that rubes like you and me might vote in sufficient numbers as to overrule the decision that they have made as to who they believe should be in office, Ronna McDaniel wouldn't have been fired about 5 minutes after she got put on the payroll, and nobody would be prosecuting Donald Trump. You have to understand this. These people really, really, really believe that you and I and our friends and the people who work on our cars and fix our plumbing and cut our hair and sell us our insurance policies and dry clean our clothes and fix our air conditioners are not capable of making a good decision as to who should be president. We're just too unsophisticated and uneducated and unconnected. They have no desire at all to engage in a principled debate as to which policies will best serve the interest of making the country secure and prosperous. They don't want to be subject to being questioned. They don't want to debate us. They want to silence us. And that's why if in 2020 you tweeted something raising the question like I did, why did they stop counting votes in Fulton County, Georgia because of an overflowing toilet that they called a water main break? Your tweet got taken down. When I, myself, in a TV piece that I did at the television station in Tyler where I own radio stations, I do a twice a week opinion piece, I dared raise the question as to the wisdom of totally locking down the economy for COVID. I understood we had to have a response to COVID. I said, is locking down the entire economy really the thing we should do? Should we think about this? I simply raised the question. That post on YouTube got taken down, and I was given a stern warning that if I dared do it again, my account would be permanently deleted. The coastal elites in media, entertainment, finance, big tech, and government simply believe that you and I are not capable of making the right decision and that things should be arranged so that the risk of us making an unapproved decision is minimized. So, get rid of a voice that might say something to challenge the orthodoxy of the lefty femboys and the Karens at MSNBC. Use the law enforcement power of the government to keep an unacceptable candidate like Donald Trump off the ballot, lest knuckle-draggers like us vote for him in sufficient numbers as to get him elected. The condescension is truly breathtaking. And in there, here's the thing that you got to know. In their heart of hearts, they don't really believe in the tenets of the U.S. Constitution. They don't really believe in the limitations that the Constitution puts on government. They don't believe that government should be limited, at least not by you and me. They don't believe that you and I should be free to order our lives and expend our energies and buy what we want and do what we want as we alone see fit. They believe that they, possessed of their superior educational credentials and their elite Northeastern degrees and their superior connections, should be trusted to order our lives for us, right down to what you say in a public forum, what kind of car you should be allowed to drive, and how cool or warm you keep your house. These people hold you and me and people like us in dripping, condescending contempt. It's not Democrats versus Republicans or even liberals versus conservatives anymore, not this election. It's elites versus the rubes, and we are the rubes. What do you think? 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. I do have a bonus question today. Inasmuch as baseball season starts tomorrow, inasmuch as the Texas Rangers are defending a World Series title this season, will you attend a Rangers game this season if you haven't before? Does the fact that the Rangers are defending a title make you more inclined to go see a Rangers game this season at the ballpark? We don't call it the ball, Globe Life Field. Are you more likely now to go watch the Rangers? I will be there in about a week and a half. I'm looking forward to it. I've been in the building one time, and I'm looking forward to going more this season. What about you? Are you going to follow the Rangers more closely? Are you excited by the fact that we have a World Series champion here in the metro area? 866-660-5759. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here on 660 AM The Answer. 724, Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM The Answer. Taking your calls, 866-660-5759. We let off the show talking about Ronna McDaniel getting fired by MSNBC about 5 minutes after they hired her, because the employees there, the staff at MSNBC, threw a temper tantrum. Lord forbid they have to debate or have to in any way engage in anything that counters what they believe and their preferred narrative. If you can't win the debate, your argument isn't very strong. Anyway, that is emblematic of a bigger picture, that they don't really want to debate us. They want to silence us, and that's why Donald Trump is being prosecuted to within an inch of his life, is because they don't really want to argue the point. They want to not have to argue at all. 866-660-5759. Amy in Dallas, you're our leadoff caller. What say you?
Well, you were just mentioning a while ago that MSNBC had said for 4 years that Trump didn't win the election. That is a lie. That is not what MSNBC said.
Well, first of all, that's not what I said. I said that for four years, they pushed the Russia collusion hoax, and they did it every night. I watched it myself.
Okay, I'm not retarded, and I'm sitting here in my car, and I just heard you say that they pushed that Donald Trump did not win the election for 4 years.
They did.
You just said
they
that.
They said
no, they
pushed the.
No, they did not.
I don't know I don't know what in MSNBC you were watching. The one I was watching. The one I was watching was pushing.
You live on planet two, because I live on Earth one. Mm. And on Earth one, what they were saying was he did not win the popular vote. He won the electoral count.
Yep, yes, but they in the same breath said that the reason he won it was because of improper collusion with the Russians. They took the Hillary Clinton.
That is a fact, and that is a fact.
That is not a fact, and it was debunked by the Mueller. It was debunked by the Mueller investigation.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. Have you read the Mueller report?
I have. Every page of it. I've also read the
Okay,
Senate
you,
report.
Would you tell me on
I've
what?
Read,
would you tell
I've
me on
also
what?
Read huh? the Senate report that was investigated by the Republicans when Trump was in office, and it was more damning than the Mueller report.
Okay, well, let's go back to the Mueller report. On what page in the Mueller report does it say that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians? Because it doesn't say it on any page. I can answer the question for you.
Well, you are correct. The word collusion
improperly used the Russians, improperly influenced the election to tilt it for Donald Trump. It's just not in the report, Amy. It's just not there.
Right. And what Mueller should have done instead of investigating collusion was investigate conspiracy, which is hopefully.
What is there a difference?
No, there's not, except conspiracy is a crime where collusion is not. So hopefully now, since Trump has got his same team back together, hopefully the government is watching everything they're doing. And whenever it comes out that Manafort again is helping, working with Russia, and Trump is working with Russia again, that they all get charged with conspiracy.
Why would Vladimir Putin want Donald Trump to win the election?
Why would he? Well, because he's going to hand over Ukraine for one, and that's a fact.
Donald Trump's energy policy kneecapped Vladimir Putin. It brought oil prices down so low that Vladimir Putin's only cash export, his only hard currency, is the petroleum that sits underneath his earth. It kneecapped him. Donald Trump policy was the worst thing that could have happened to Vladimir Putin. How do you think that Vladimir Putin would want him to win the election?
Donald Trump is the best thing that happened for Vladimir Putin. He has turned our country into a stark raving lunatic factory. He has divided this country like it's never been divided before.
He has divided the country.
Donald Trump has.
Okay.
Yes.
Donald Trump has.
Maybe take a look at when it started back in 2015 when he started running for office. I started listening to this radio show to figure out what the hell has happened to Republicans. Because I've voted Republican my entire life here in Texas until Donald Trump. And I told my husband, he voted Republican his entire life as well. I told my husband, there is no Republican Party anymore. This is a Trump Republican Party. A conservative party believes in law and conservative values. Donald Trump has fucked anything that would cross the street.
Okay.
He is the most immoral, criminal person in the freaking country.
Okay, well, tell you what, Amy, you just crossed the line there. You can't talk like that on the radio. 866-660-5759. Paul, glad you're sending in for Mark Davis. Love to have your response to that lunatic. 866-660-5759. More of the show coming up after the break. Stay with us. Well, I didn't know I'd have a first today. It's my first ever. I got to be a first time. That's the first time in me doing talk radio. Filling in on this show, filling in on other shows that I do. The Reverend had to dump a call because of an F-bomb, but we had to get rid of Amy. She couldn't keep her argument cogent and on her point. She couldn't argue her corner in a civil way. She had to get profane, and we dumped her. And she's just flat wrong in what she said. The MSNBC spent 3 years on the air every night promoting the idea that Donald Trump was not a legitimate president because of Russian collusion. They absolutely did it. And the Mueller probe, upon which the entirety of the Washington establishment hung its hat, the Mueller probe is going to get him. Adam Schiff said every time he was in front of a microphone, we have the goods on Donald Trump. It came up empty. It just didn't happen. And it's not from lack of trying. They really wanted to take him down. It just didn't work. Those are the facts. 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser sending in for Mark Davis. Taking your calls, Juanita in Azle. Juanita, what's on your mind?
Yes, that last caller. She did not know what she was talking about. She's just a Trump hater, I believe. And I think she was under the influence.
Well, she's under the influence of a bunch of misapprehensions, absolutely. I mean, what she is stating as fact is just factually untrue.
That's correct. And she didn't let you even get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, I don't mind a vigorous debate. I'll be willing to listen to you tell me why you don't want Donald Trump to be president if that's the case. I'm glad to have the debate. I'm glad to let you make your case, but you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, and I don't know about you, Juanita, but in the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, the people that I know, even people who nominally vote Republican, who just couldn't stand him, I'll say, what is it? What of his policies? What of the things that he is promoting from a policy perspective? To which of his policies do you object? Well, I just think he's just an awful individual. I just don't like the way he talks. Don't like the way he puts people down. I said, yeah, you know, I might actually agree with you on that, but I'm asking you about his policy positions. Well, he's just terrible. I said, okay, well then, but let's for the moment, for the sake of argument, agree that he's terrible. Which of his policies do you dislike? And the conversation would just go, it just couldn't go anywhere.
Round,
well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree because they can't, they could not point to anything that Donald Trump did as president that they could really find a lot of objection to.
Right. And as far as I believe that he's been the best president that got us the furthest ahead in, with the country, with the economy and everything. And even with the other countries,
we were respected around the world. We did not have Kim Jong-un firing rockets out into the Pacific and over Japan and in the direction of the United States. He stopped all of that. Vladimir Putin didn't invade anything when he was president. We were the Middle East was closer to being pacified than it has been in, I don't know, 2,000 years. The American oil and gas industry, we became energy independent. We became a net energy exporter for the first time in decades. I mean, a whole lot of things went right under his presidency.
And we didn't have that border open. We were secure.
Oh, yeah, that little detail. Yes, we weren't being invaded. We had 10 million people in the course of 3 years did not pour across our border, and we have no idea where they are, what they're doing, what their intentions are. We know that they are consuming social services at a prodigious rate. We know that they're causing problems in major cities across the country. We know that in you take 10 million people, some of them are criminals.
Yes, they are.
Statistically, some of them are just bad people because that's just the way it works.
That's true. My husband's from Mexico. He came over the right way and got his papers and did what he needed to do. I mean, I have no problem with them coming over. It's just do it the right way.
Well, listen, I had a little experience in Washington, D.C. 3 weeks ago. I was in an Uber. The driver was from a native of India, the country of India. And, you know, the Democrats take for granted the minority vote. This guy was incensed by the Biden administration's allowing people to come pouring across the border just free access because he did it the right way. And it made him very angry that he had to go to the lengths that he had to go in order to become a legal citizen of the United States or a legal resident of the United States, I should say. Meanwhile, all you have to do is just walk across the border at Eagle Pass. It made him angry. So the border thing may very well be blowing up in the faces of the Democrats. Their strategy may not work the way they thought it was going to. The same way their lawfare efforts may not work the way they thought they were going to. They thought that prosecuting Donald Trump from every angle would weaken him and force him to capitulate. All it has done is make him stronger.
Yes, and I don't always like all his texts, but I don't care about his personality or whatever. I come from upper management, and I didn't like a lot of my employees, but as long as they did their job and did it well, that's all I cared about. He did well as a president.
Yeah, Juanita, the only objection I have to the way he behaves and his outsized personality, my only mm-hmm. concern is how it affects his electability. That's the only concern I have about it. If it affects his electability to the point that he won't get elected, he won't win enough of the independents and the moderates, then I start getting concerned about his personality. Otherwise, I can live with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right. Hey, Juanita.
I think he was the best.
Listen, I appreciate your call.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. 866-660-5759. Sylvester in Duncanville. You're next. What's up?
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Look, they've been talking about January 6th, and we have President Biden in the White House. But NBC January 6th got McDonald out of NBC lineup there. Where's the democracy?
Say that. Sylvester, I have a little trouble understanding you. Say that again.
No, what I'm saying here, everybody been talking about January 6th.
Right.
But January 6th, we have President Biden in the White House.
Well, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, that's correct. Okay.
Now, NBC January 6th got rid of McDaniel, the RNDC,
Ronald McDaniel.
Yes, Ronald McDaniel. So where's the democracy?
Well, first of all, democracy was, first of all, January 6th, they love to call it an insurrection. It was never an insurrection. It was a riot. I condemned January 6th in real time. Those knuckleheads should not have done what they did. If they
forgot about it.
They should never have done it. It has cast a cloud over the cause of the Republican Party and conservatives that continues to cast an unwanted and ugly shadow. It never should have happened. It was dumb, and it should have, number one, it should have been prevented. Donald Trump offered and Nancy Pelosi refused National Guard troops to help guard the Capitol. The Capitol was left vulnerable, some say on purpose, in the hope that something like this might happen. And take that for what it's worth. It may or may not have happened. The point being, January 6th, should not have happened, but it was not an insurrection. An insurrection is an armed attempt to overthrow the government, and that did not happen.
Yes, sir, but what I'm saying here is that it is doing the same thing here at NBC. What they're describing, what that happened at January 6th, that had just happened with the NBC, with the lady McDaniel here.
Okay.
They all came up and got rid of her.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, they did, and they overthrew the management of MSNBC. The management of NBC hired her, and the inmates running the asylum got her thrown out. Why not put her on the set if you really truly believe that you're right and she's wrong? Why not have the debate?
Exactly. Well, articulated.
You know, if you truly believe that Donald Trump should not be the president of the United States, if you truly believe that your candidate is superior, why not engage in the debate if you're confident in your argument?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sylvester, I appreciate your call. That frees up a line, 866-660-5759. This is the part I don't understand about the left. Why are they unwilling to engage in a principled, fact-based, issue-based debate as to what is best for the country? Why do they simply believe that they know and you don't get to say anything? And that's really what they believe. And that's really why Ronna McDaniel got thrown out of NBC 5 minutes after she got hired. And it's really why Donald Trump is being prosecuted to the degree that he is. They don't want to run the risk of our side winning the debate, because we have a whole lot of facts on our side. The open border, it is so bad, that it's so awful, it is so clearly untenable, that we cannot allow millions of people to pour into the country and begin filling up schools and hospitals and causing problems for law enforcement and consuming social services and filling up shelters. And so what I see this morning when I was getting ready, every illegal migrant who shows up in New York City now is being given $18,200. Where's that money coming from? That is so clearly wrong that there's no way we can lose a debate on that. There's just simply no defending that. And why they persist, I don't know. And I do know why they don't want to talk about it, because it's so clearly not in the interest of the people living in the heartland of the country. And people living in the heartland of the country are smart. They're not stupid. They can look at what's happening and say, well, this is wrong. 3/4 of Americans believe today that the country is on the wrong track. And so they don't want to have to engage in that. They simply want to have their way. And the way they get their way is to silence you and silence me and crush Donald Trump. And by the way, crush anybody else that we might nominate in his place. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to win the election. They want to make the election meaningless. They want to render it moot. They want to get that little constitutional detail out of the way so that they themselves will not be thwarted in what they truly believe is best for the country, because they know and you don't. That's what we're up against. What do you think? 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM, The Answer. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here on 660 AM, The Answer, here on this Wednesday, 7:54. Wanted to hear from you, 866-660-5759. We've got a little activity on the text line, same number, 866-660-5759. I have this little gem. That caller being Amy from Azle, who called, and she had to dump her because she went profane, but she said that caller was spot on. After you, meaning me, spent the first 15 minutes whining like a baby about how the elites want to silence us, she got on to speak for the majority of Republicans and conservatives. Really? We see, it goes on to say, we don't whine and moan about how we've been victimized, how the big bad meanies are going to ruin us and the country. We don't look for the egomaniac, narcissistic, lying strongman to lead us. Well, you know, I don't know, the person didn't leave his name on the text, but you say the majority of Republicans and conservatives. I got a big fat bulletin for you, whatever your name is. I appreciate you texting in. Donald Trump has between an 85 and 90% approval rating among Republicans. His support among Republicans is close to somewhere in the neighborhood of 90%. So I don't think you can say that Amy was speaking for the majority of Republicans and conservatives if you put any store at all in the public opinion polls. Donald Trump blew through. He won the Republican nomination in record time. Ron DeSantis never got out of the gate. Nikki Haley made a little noise, but she was defeated more soundly in each primary in which she participated until she finally dropped out. I was in New Hampshire. She won by 11. Went on to her home state of South Carolina. Got defeated by 20. So you can't say that a majority of Republicans and conservatives don't like Donald Trump. The majority of Republicans and conservatives just nominated him. He will be officially nominated at the convention in Milwaukee, but he's the presumptive nominee. If a majority of Republicans and conservatives didn't support him, he would not be the presumptive nominee. So I don't know where this is coming from. I Appreciate the fact you texted in, but I got to tell you, you're just not correct on that. And then another great text. He says, someone said, Republicans and the right go to the boxing match and ask what the rules are. The left comes to the ring and beats us to death with chains. Well, that is true. You know, the left will do anything. There are no rules. There's nothing out of bounds. They will do what they have to do to succeed. Harry Reid in 2012 went out and said, with absolutely nothing to support him, said that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes. Just went out and said it. Had not a shred of documentation to back that up. Just went out and said it. The media ran with it. And then when he was questioned on it later, he said, hey, we won the election, didn't we? Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader at the time, just did what he had to do in order to defeat the Republican. That's how the left plays. And this is what we're up against. And they don't want to debate. They want to silence you. You have to understand that. 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser for Mark Davis. Hour two of the show's coming up. Stay with us.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.